With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We've had a very unusual and lengthy coaching hiring season this offseason in college football. And we've simmered down enough to where, and I think we've completed everything, at least from the head coaching standpoint of magnitude, to where we can kind of grade some of the hires. And obviously there'll be others that may, from an assistant standpoint, and maybe even another one or two that happens at the head coaching position, although it's kind of late for that. We'll address it as it comes. So let's kind of get into how these coaches and maybe how it grades out a little bit. That is the topic on this edition of the Landry Football Podcast, part of the Landry Football Podcast Network, which you can get by subscribing, liking, and sharing the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, a reminder that you can get more detailed breakdowns of the college and pro game that you can ever hope to get at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer, the best deal that we've got going. It's a 12-month package. It is gets you not only the remainder of the scouting season, transfer portal, recruiting, free agency, the draft, but takes you all the way through next football season. So check it out today, LandryFootball.com. You like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. Football from a coaching, scouting, and front office perspective. Reminder to subscribe, like, and share for free the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. So the last offseason before major conference realignment in college football was predictably busy. We're barring another late departure, there are 30 new head coaches in the FBS, the most since 2012. In 2012, 31 head coaches were hired across the FBS. The spring of 2013 was approaching another inflection point for sports as administrators prepared for an expanded 14 college playoff. This fall could be jolting for fans. Not only will conference landscape be different with new teams peppered across the Power Four, but divisions have also been erased in the SEC and the Big Ten. The impetus for the moves is the college football playoff, which, as you know, expands to 12. Administrators are still trying to settle on a format following the departure of 10 Pac-12 teams. The SEC and the Big Ten are the big boys on the blocks, with those conferences adding six combined teams, Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC, Oregon, UCLA, USC, and Washington in the Big Ten. Washington State and Oregon State are homeless, with only the Pac-12 brand and Mountain West scheduled to comfort them. Meanwhile, the NCAA is fighting multiple lawsuits. The changes to the sports have been swift, and coaches are coming and going. So let's take a look at the guys that have hired. We're going to go alphabetically and go Alabama. Kalen DeBoer. He's the hottest young head coach in the country. Top job in the country, would be interested. He might not be the fit geographically. And will he be happy there with the scrutiny, with the kind of a laid-back approach that he has? I don't know. Time will tell. But he's a winner. He's won big at every place he's been. As OC, he turned down a one-win team into a 10-win team in 12 months at Fresno State, and also flipped Eastern Michigan from a one-win season to a 7-win record in a year. He won 8 games as Indiana's 2019 play caller. It was the best win total in 26 years. He's 37-9 in 4 years as an FBS head coach, including a 13-win season at Washington that ended in January as the national runner-up. and he owns three national titles as an NAIA head coach. He might not be Nick Saban, but he's at least a championship pedigree. I think he's a good coach. Is he a better fit geographically as a Dan Lanning would be? In my opinion, no. But he wasn't available, or he wasn't interested in leaving Oregon. I think it's a good hire. Is it going to work out as well as Alabama fans hope? I'm not sure. I'm not sure anyone is going to come close to winning six titles in 15, 16, 17 years. So what's going to be considered good? Only time will tell. Arizona hired Brent Brennan, San Jose State's head coach. He's got connections to the Arizona program. Seems perfect, but can he deliver some consistency in an Arizona program that's struggling with financial issues? He's inheriting a team worthy of a top 25 ranking, so he needs to reach a bowl game. Think a really solid hire. Boise hired Spencer Danielson. He was Boise's defense coordinator. Promoting an interim head coach who led your program to a conference title. He's the first and only interim coach to win a conference title in the FBS, doing so in a three-game stint. He was promoted to head coach following the 44-20 win against UNLV in the Mountain West Conference Championship game. The issue is potential loss of outstanding head offense coordinator in Bush Hamden. So we'll see. Boston College hiring Bill O'Brien. For as late as the process that BC had, I don't know that they could have done better replacing Jeff Hafley. He's a Boston native. He made a pit stop at Ohio State's offense coordinator. He's remembered for his time with the Texans and certainly his coordinator job in two stints at New England. Did a better job at Alabama than the Alabama fans know or give him credit, but that's fans. They have a limited understanding. But Boston College is a tough gig. It's home for him. He's got a special needs child. They're very, very good with special needs children in the Boston area. So it makes a lot of sense there. Is he as motivated as he was? Is he the same guy that did a tremendous job at Penn State? I'm not sure that that's the case.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But I don't know that BC could have done any better. Buffalo hired Pete Lembo, South Carolina special teams coordinator. He's back in the MAC after a nine-year hiatus. He's the former Ball State head coach. Good special teams coach. Not thrilled with this hire. Duke hired Manny Diaz from Penn State as the defense coordinator at Penn State. Returns to the ACC, former head coach at Miami. Spent that year at Penn State. Did a good job. Look, he led Miami to a top 10 ranking early in the decade, but he's fired after the 21 season. I don't know about this hire, quite frankly. Yes, he's got experience. Am I a big believer in him being as a head coach? I'm not, but I do think the experience at Miami will at least give him a better chance. Love the hire of Willie Fritz at Houston. Tulane head coach, he was the best group of five coach in the country over the last half decade. And he's tasked with lifting Houston, and he's going to get a lot out of this program, something that Dana Holgorsen cannot do. Fritz has been a mentor for many in the industry. He's going to do a really good job. I think it's a home run hire. Indiana's getting Kurt Cignetti from James Madison. He's a different guy. He's a guy that has got some gravitas to him. You need a lot of enthusiasm. You got to have that at Indiana. He's also a good coach. He's built differently. He's never coached a losing team in 13 years. I actually like the hire. I think Indiana, you've got limitations there. Just going and hiring the next MAC coach, taking a shot, I'm not sure that's the way to go. When you got a chance to get a guy that can infuse enthusiasm into the program and also coach, makes some sense. Replace him, James Madison hired Bob Chesney from Holy Cross. It was a hot name for a Boston College job, had it come open in December. He's won five straight Patriot League titles. He's a good coach, I think a solid hire. Louisiana Monroe hired Brian Vincent of New Mexico, who's the New Mexico offensive coordinator, I should mention. ULM has the worst facilities in college football. And Terry Bowden wasn't able to do a whole lot in drumming up financial support. I think this is a tough job. I don't think they could have done a whole lot better. And I don't know that Brian's going to have success, but it won't have anything to do with his capabilities. Middle Tennessee hiring Derek Mason. You know, you're hiring a name that was the head coach at Vanderbilt, so it sounds good. And that's it. I don't think Derek's a very good coach. I don't think he was the answer at Middle Tennessee, and I'm not impressed with this hire. Michigan hired Sharon Moore. It was a natural selection. He did a good job in an interim role. It keeps the program together. He checks a lot of bosses. I don't know that he can hire or keep a staff together. He's not Jim Harbaugh. I think this move makes sense, but yet I don't know that this is going to be.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The long-term hire, maybe it will be. But I think we'll see down the road. But I think the timing wasn't great. And I think if he doesn't get it done, they'll make a move at a time where they will have a lot more options and better options. I thought he was the one and only option for them. Love the hire of Jonathan Smith going from Oregon State to Michigan State. I love it for the Spartans. They've jumped ahead of the line. Think about this. If they don't hire him, I mean, Washington's all over him. UCLA's all over him. I mean, probably would have been a better fit considering his background. But what a good get for Michigan State. He's going to fix a program that's lost an identity, lost toughness, lost direction, lost discipline. A great hire for them. He is one of the better coaches in the country. He led the Beavers to 10 wins in 2022. They're built in the trenches along the offensive line. That's going to be key. And Jim Mihalicic is going to come with him. Really good move there. Mississippi State's hiring Jeff Levy. He's a very bright offensive mind. Tempo, do things differently. It's going to be interesting. I think he can and will need to recruit better than Mike Leach ever could or would. That's going to give them a chance to at least be competitive. Nebraska hiring Jeff Choate. Texas special teams coordinator. He understands the region. It's a plus. I don't think Nevada could have done a better job, at least in terms of who's available. New Mexico, hiring Bronco Mendenhall. Love this. Bronco Mendenhall's really good. He's BYU never missed a bowl game in Mendenhall's 11 seasons. Virginia won the ACC Coastal and advanced to the ACC title game in 19. They stay at Virginia, started to slide after a great run in 19, but he shows the ability to do a good job at New Mexico. That's a great, great hire. New Mexico State hiring Tony Sanchez, the receiver coach promoted. Makes some sense. It's a very tough job. I think Northwestern promoting David Braun makes sense. He did a really good job as an interim. You look at the history of that program. They hired an interim coach and promoted him before. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense that they go forward with David. Oregon State, Trent Bray, Oregon State's defensive coordinator, gets promoted. Look, it's the future of that program. It was going to be very difficult to hire when you don't know where your program is going to be, what conference is going to be. He's committed at least to the program. He knows the program, makes some sense. Sean Lewis getting the San Diego State job from the Colorado offensive coordinator job. He was a hot name during Colorado's quick start. He did a really good job there. The problem was not his. The problem is Deion's son is got as big an ego as his dad. And, of course, Deion is going to do what benefits his son or what he thinks benefits his son. This offense that he runs will do a really good job at San Diego State. When he was at Kent State, he had the nation's top offense. It's really, really good, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very intrigued by Ken Niumatalolo going from UCLA. Remember, he was tight ends coach for Chip, and he's going to be the head coach at San Jose State. He's got some creative ideas. He's not going to necessarily run the offense that he ran at Navy, but I think it's a really good hire. Major Applewhite getting promoted from South Alabama's offense coordinator spot to the head job at South Alabama makes some sense. Thought he was the obvious choice when Kane Womack left to become Alabama's defense coordinator. The former Houston coach coordinated the offense under Womack and really did a good job. They averaged over 33 points a game. They've got really good facilities. They've got a good recruiting footprint for those second-tier guys. Makes some sense. Syracuse, Fran Brown, liking this hire because of how he can recruit. He was a secondary coach at Georgia. Syracuse has gone the whole, let's get the Mac guy, the former head guy, type guy. You've got to get better players in that program. He's not the most notable guy, but he's really good recruiting, particularly in the New Jersey area. Let's see what he can do. He's got a lot of ties there. He's coach at Rutgers and Temple, and he's a good recruiter. Get good players in, makes you look like a better coach. Texas A&M getting Mike Elko, like the hire. I think he's a good coach. His personality and coaching style fits. I think it's a good move. For Troy, getting Gerard Parker from Notre Dame, he was the offensive coordinator there. Checks a lot of boxes. He played for his predecessors, Neil Brown and John Summerall, knows the program. Makes good sense. He was a little experience as a head coach going 0-6 as Purdue's interim head coach in 2016. Tulane getting John Summerall, Troy's head coach. They made the most of his two seasons at Troy, winning back-to-back Sun Belt titles. I thought it was a really good hire by Tulane. Everything that needs to be successful there. Willie Fritz turned that program into where you can win there, and John Summerall can absolutely do it. UCLA and Deshaun Foster. Look,
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's an alum. It's a cheap hire. You don't have to pay off Chip Kelly's assistants. The problems there is the administration, the booster, the lack of funds. Not a good hire. Not going to be successful. But they're going to keep him because he's cheap. And then in 2-3 years, when they can get the Big Ten revenue, and, you know, they'll have to go look and hire somebody that can actually coach this program. Not a big fan of this hire. Scotty Walden at Austin Peay left to go to be the head coach at UTEP. UTEP has recorded 43 losing seasons in the past 50 years. He's 34. He's young. He's energetic. He led Austin Peay to back-to-back conference titles. Makes some sense there. Washington and Jed Finch. Look, I'm not as big on Jed Finch as others are, but I thought he did a really good job at Arizona, and I want to give him a lot of credit. I understand what Washington was doing. They were concerned about promoting from within. Ryan Grubb probably should have gotten that job. But because of the fact that Jimmy Lake was promoted to replace Chris Peterson, Troy Dannon, the athletic director, was not comfortable with making that move. Jed Finch comes in, did a great job at Arizona, finished 10-3, and building something there was impressive in a short period of time. I think you can see him as a candidate at a Florida-type place, maybe at a UCLA down the road. Depends on how well he does. I think Washington's going to have a little bit of a dip. Obviously, those receivers are gone. The quarterback's gone. Going to be a little difference. Wyoming, Jay Saul has been promoted from the defense coordinator spot. He's replacing Craig Bohl, who's a legend there. He coordinated defenses at Minnesota and Wake Forest before joining Wyoming, where Bohl's son Aaron will take over the defensive play calling duties. Makes some sense there. The continuity, big factor. So those are the looks at the FBS jobs that had changes and kind of grading out and giving you a look at how we see those hires taking place. We don't know. Remember that it's not just about the coaches. It's about the administration and what they can do to support and allow you to recruit at a level that will determine your level of competitiveness. And then, of course, the commitment to spend the money to hire a coaching staff that's going to do a better job of coaching, developing, utilizing these players. So all that's going to be determined over time, not just now. But that's a snap look at how things look at this stage in the process. We appreciate you joining us. A reminder to check out LandryFootball.com for the latest and greatest and best information on college football and the NFL analysis. For the Vols players, teams, coaches, schemes on the college or NFL level, we got you covered at LandryFootball.com. So check it out today. Take advantage of our scouting season offer, the best deal that we've got going, LandryFootball.com. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you again next time, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.